You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest in studio with us today, Dr. Clay Bartness from CJ Bartness DC, and you can find him online at VanFleetCairo.com. Again, that website, VanFleetCairo.com, and the office number, 360-636-2470. We'll give that information again here in just a moment. So first of all, welcome to the show, Dr. Clay.
Thank you, Kevin.
So let's talk a little bit about your practice and what you do specifically.
Well, I've been a chiropractor for 41 years, almost 42. Enjoy dealing with patients throughout the years. We try to help people with a lot of core spinal conditions, low back, neck, headaches, radicular symptoms, meaning like legs and arms that go to sleep or have pain, sciatica, some of the basic conditions that we treat. We try to not only alleviate the pain, but try to increase function so that the patient can actually do his job. Working with industrial cases is important because the high cost of time loss, we try to get him back to work as quickly as possible to, of course, make sure that the patient makes money, but also that cuts the cost of L&I for premiums to the employers.
I noticed that you guys offer massage out of your clinic as well. Talk a little bit about the role in soft tissue therapy along with the structure therapy that you do.
Well, massage therapy in our office anyway is basically an adjunct to manipulation. Chiropractic itself is not massage. We do a little deep tissue work at times, but we usually refer to massage therapy, but it's an adjunct to what we do as far as manipulation.
Very good. So I want to go back, rewind the clock a little bit for you, because you graduated in 73 and started this clinic in the Longview area. What made you choose this specific area?
Basically, I drove on the west side of the state. I grew up in Puyallup, so I liked that part of the state, and basically tried to find a location that I wanted to live in, and we were fortunate enough to find Longview. I think Longview is a pretty city with the lake in the middle. I just thought it was a beautiful place, and education at the time, raising a child, we had a son at the time, and the educational system we found to be good reputation, so we decided to live in here in Longview. It's been very good to me.
I want to talk about your start in business a little bit, because you mentioned after you got out of college that you joined some other practitioners, first of all, before opening your clinic. Talk about why that was important to you, and do you suggest that strategy for new chiropractors coming out of college today?
Yes. Years ago, I was fortunate to graduate from college with no debt. A lot of the students today, because of the high cost of education, come out of school with maybe $150,000 in debt. So if you can get in with an established practice, economically, it's great. Allows you to build a practice at very little cost. To start a practice is a little expensive if you're on your own. And the cost can eat you up before you even get started.
So you had a practice there for 37 and a half years in the same location, and obviously went through not only a lot of changes in the industry, but changes in market, changes in the insurance industry. Talk about some of the challenges that you experienced along the way.
Well, I was very fortunate. I developed a large practice in the 80s and 90s, and in the 2000s, of course, the economic crunch, but insurance was changing. The high cost of insurance was causing the industry to change how they did business, with more high deductibles and more or higher copays for the patient. So it's always a hassle for patients because it's costly.
I'm curious what your views are, or how you've seen the attitude of the medical practice in general, its attitude towards chiropractic, how you've seen that change over the years, because there was a time in which people thought of chiropractic as just this quack practice out there on the side. And I myself personally have experienced chiropractic for a good many years and have had, you know, great benefits out of it. So how have you seen that change, and where do you see things at today relative to that?
Well, it's changed greatly. We get referrals from the medical community a lot. When I started practice, we did not. I was fortunate enough to see it evolve through the years and have worked with the medical community a lot more over the last probably 15 years, maybe 20 years. It was tough in the beginning because we didn't get referrals from the medical community. You're right. They thought we were uneducated, and it was tough at that time, yes.
You talked a little bit about some of the things that set you apart from other, because there's a fair number of doctors practicing in chiropractic today. Talk a little bit about what sets you apart specifically.
Well, the only thing I can say is that after being in practice this many years, I have a lot of experience dealing with different types of conditions. It'd be easy to say, well, I do things better than the other chiropractors, but we got some great young men that are, and ladies that are joining the profession that do a very good job. I guess the only thing that would set me out is that I've had a lot more experience.
Mm-hmm. Now, you sit on the, you're a fellow with the International College of Chiropractic. You've served on a lot of different boards. Talk about some of your involvement outside of your clinic as it pertains to chiropractic.
I served on the University of Western States for 14 years. I was on the state board for many years, president twice. I was a delegate for the American Chiropractic Association for the state of Washington. I served on the disciplinary board for about 11 years, appointed by three different governors. So it's just I'm getting older. I've been around for a while, so I've served on quite a few boards.
Any advice that you would give yourself if you, a lot of us, when we think back on our careers and when what got us started and what we're doing, any advice that you'd give yourself rewinding the clock based on what you know today, would you do things differently starting out?
No, I was very fortunate. There are a lot of young chiropractors that have a difficult time starting out. So I was very lucky. Dr. Burcham and Nielsen allowed me to practice with them, and it gave me great insight and helped me develop as a chiropractor. So I've been very fortunate.
And now you're a practitioner within, you're at the Van Fleet Chiropractic, but you
yes.
have your own business within the business.
Right. I have a corporation, and I just rent space from Dr. Van Fleet at this time.
Very good. You can find Dr. Clay Bartness at VanFleetCairo.com. Again, that website, VanFleetCairo.com. And the office number, 360-636-2470. Again, 360-636-2470. And that's C.J. Bartness, D.C. And again, my guest has been Dr. Clay Bartness here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for coming on the broadcast here with us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening.
People are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our five young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and I'm very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it and they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art! My name is Maria and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jumps and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double jointed and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers. Airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show. Dreamers want it. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.